Good morning, everybody. I'm here to present the results of our study on microstructure, the photosynthetic profile, and oxidative stress response of amaranthus cruentus to phased salinity. I'd like to state that amaranthus is a very important vegetable in Africa and parts of Asia, and the popularity has spread to part of the United States and Canada because of the presence of immigrants who buy these vegetables on a daily basis. It's a major vegetable in our part of the world. You can see women working on the field harvesting amaranthus. You can see a man there struggling with two watering cans, hard labor to produce this very all-important vegetable. It is the vegetable that serves as steady source of income for rural women in many parts of West Africa and Eastern Africa. And actually, it is the basis of family sustenance for most women farmers who are the main breadwinners of their families in many parts of West Africa. One important point is that the per capita production of vegetable in Africa is lower than in any part of the world. For example, 50 kilograms per hectare in Africa compared to 125 kilograms per capita in Asia. This is a wide margin, so we have to increase a lot in the area of vegetable production to promote healthy living in our part of the world. Also, the problem that we try to solve in this study is the problem of salinity. Salinity is becoming a problem in many parts of Africa, and we came about this study because farmers in many parts are no longer able to produce seeds because of the problems posed by salinity. So you have to solve the problem of salinity, not only for production of the vegetables, but for sustainability, so that you continue to have seeds that farmers can plant from generation to generation. In this study, therefore, I'm presenting you only the physiological studies. The data on seed production is not included. We have it somewhere. So this study is conducted in the interest of the farmers in Africa who will have to plant these vegetables, and they have to know what time of the year in salinity prone zone that they should transplant their vegetables so that they can escape the detrimental effect of saline environment. So we hypothesized that if we face the timing of salinity imposition, we will be able to improve oxidative stress response in amaranthus cruentus. This concern came about as a result of rain-fed agriculture in our part of the world. In rain-fed agriculture, you often have leaching, and leaching leads to predominance and preponderance of the calcium, of the sodium and chloride ions. And these ions are the ones that cause salinity in the soil. So climate change is imposing on the society in Africa, especially West Africa, where you have rain-fed agriculture, the problem of salinity for crop production. And the last bullet there shows that in Senegal, presently, there is a problem of salinity that has forced many people out of their farming domains because it has become a real problem. I want to pause it. That information is available for over 130 crop species with respect to their response to saline environment. But some of these are not available for many other crops, including amaranthus cruentus and several other crops that are cultivated as indigenous varieties and traditional varieties in many parts of Africa. It is in this context that this research was conducted to document at the cellular level the salinity response of a well-cherished leaf vegetable in West Africa. The materials and the methods. This study was conducted at the University of Bonn, Institute for Gartenbauwissenschaft, Institute of Horticultural Science, University of Bonn in Germany, where I was a visiting professor. It was conducted in a growth chamber. We call it climate chamber, where all factors are regulated, including light duration, photosynthetic active radiation, air temperature, and relative humidity, all automated. Seeds were sown at uniform temperature of 30 degrees Celsius in pallet compost medium and moistened every other day with deionized water. And seedling emerged 4 days after sowing. We treated the seeds with Arthuram fungicide before planting to protect the seeds. And this is our regulator. Where we set up the experiment, we have regulators that helped us to regulate the temperature of the planting medium to specific 30 degrees, plus or minus 0.5. So it is very stable environment. Phasing of salinity treatments. At emergence, the seedlings were divided into a group of 100 plants each. That is, we had 100 cups. And the four different phasing periods were plants without salinity imposed, plants that had salinity imposed at two-leaf stage, plants that had salinity imposed at four-leaf stage, and plants that had salinity imposed at five-leaf stage of growth. And all these plants were allowed to grow up to 30 days, and they were harvested. The salinity treatment that we used using sodium chloride, molecular weight 58.44, was 0, control 60, 100, 140, and 180 millimolar, corresponding to 0, 1.2, 8.4, 40.4, and 22.4 decasiemens per centimeter. And all the treatments received complete Auckland solution as basal treatment in addition to the respective salt treatments. This is the setup of the experiment in the climate chamber. You can see the different experiment setup to receive the different salt treatment. I show you also the pictures of the plants, showing the normal plant at control, the one at 60, the one at 100, the one at 140, and the one at 180. You could see the progression in the salt damage that happened to the plant. I also show you the symptoms of the salinity treatment on the vegetables. The methods that were used for our oxidative stress measurement included pigment determination, photosynthetic measurement, chlorophyll fluorescence measurement, scanning electron microscopy, as usual, as is done all over the world, using palm and plated fluorometer, scanning electron microscopy, and the normal methods of photosynthetic, chlorophyll analysis and carotenoid analysis. So this is our CIRAS-1 palm modulated fluorometer that we used for quantification of the photosynthetic measurements, and this is our scanning electron microscopy equipment. A mineral analysis done in the normal way that we do it in the lab. Results and discussion. This is the microstructure of Amaranthus cruentus. You will see the normality of the plates from here. You will see the normality of this plate. You will see that there are trichomes on the abaxial side of the leaf, also on the adaxial side of the leaf. But you see that the trichomes are segmented. You can see the segmentation. You can also see it here. But you can see that at salt level, salt imposition, there is specific stomata damage. You can see the bloated stomata, showing that something is wrong with the plant. Measurement of relative photochemical efficiency. We showed that relative photochemical efficiency declined with salt imposition. And you can see the progression, sharp decline, up to 180 millimeters. So control plants, and the plant has 60 millimolar of sodium chloride, performed better than the other salinity levels. You can see measurement of net photosynthesis and rate of evapotranspiration. You can see that the one on the plot on this side, you could see that the net photosynthesis is better with control, and it progressed downward sharply as a result of salt imposition. And you can see that the relative evapotranspiration rate increased sharply with salt imposition. So this shows that this particular plant, tried as much as possible to let go the sodium chloride through evapotranspiration. But at high level, it will never recover from it because of the capacity of the sodium chloride to bind tenaciously to the chloroplast and to mitochondria, therefore preventing the plant from recovering from salt damage. You can see also intercellular carbon dioxide concentration and stomatal conductance also declining with salt imposition. And you could see, I showed you the bloated stomata. So this is an implication of the bloated stomata that you saw in the previous slide. And I'll show you the pigment and antioxidant power of Amaranthus cruentus leaf tissue by age at transplanting. You will see something, that the plants transplanted at four-leaf and five-leaf stages performed better than the one transplanted at two-leaf stage. This is because this plant had developed enough strength to withstand salinity before they were transplanted. You can see that up to total chlorophyll level, total chlorophyll level. Five leaf stage having higher chlorophyll content than other salinity levels, and then followed by the one at control level. You can see antioxidative potential pigment content of Amaranthus corundivit tissue at five salinity levels. You can see that at control, the antioxidative power of this plant declined as salinity increased. And one interesting thing about this plant also is that to look at the chlorophyll A and chlorophyll B ratio, you will see that chlorophyll A and chlorophyll B ratio is in the ratio of about 5 to 1 for this plant. And this ratio is maintained even in the face of salinity. This seems that it's genetically determined, and that whatever stress factor you imposed, this is likely to remain in this particular plant as it is. So you can see that salinity caused a lot of damage in all the stress factor mentioned. Expectedly, as reported in other literature published earlier than this one, you could see that sodium and chlorine and chloride content increased as salinity increased. This is known in science. But the potassium, you see, it is also increasing as salinity increased. This is not consistent with literature, because some other literature have reported decrease in chloride in potassium concentration as a result of salinity imposition. This is also peculiar, and we need to find physiological explanation to this one. Magnesium, as you see, also increased as salinity imposition increased. This is consistent with most reports that have been found in literature. Conclusion, therefore, in summary, our results show that for the production of Amaranthus cruentus, in a location where salinity is a major problem, transplanting of seedling into the field at five leaf stage is the best option. At this stage of growth, the plant will be able to tolerate salinity via its own physiological mechanisms, which can ward off the adverse effect of salinity. Saline condition of 60 millimolar and above is physiologically detrimental to the performance of this particular plant. And lastly, this result is significant, especially for sustainable seed production in Amaranthus cruentus at locations where salinity is a problem or may constitute a problem in the future. This is for the benefit of African countries so that sustainability in vegetable production could be assured. You could see Young Vegetable Scientist Club, young farmers working on the field of Amaranthus. You can see a woman buying Amaranthus from a young farmer there. So you can see a truck being loaded with Amaranthus leaf vegetable to be sold in Benin Republic. This shows you the importance of this vegetable. Thank you very much for listening. I may be able to take one question or two. Okay. Yes, sir.
Has there been any information about differences among cultivars with regard to salinity tolerance?
In this particular plant?
Yes.
Some studies have been conducted, but not with respect to this particular variety. We studied only one variety in this study, but in Sudan and parts of Kenya, I have read about reports that studied about four varieties, and the results are not consistent. They differ. The varieties differ in the way in the ways they responded to salinity treatment. Yes, ma'am?
So are the practical implications of your research that you should wait until the plant is larger before you transplant it into an environment that has salinity?
Yeah, that is the practical implication. You should wait until it is five leaf stage. And that takes about 4-5 days after emergence. So two methods of production. Broadcasting can be done, then planting by transplanting can be done. For seed production, that I'm emphasizing here, transplanting is the best, so that you have optimum production of the seeds and of very good quality also. But if you broadcast, there may be overcrowding, and definitely there will be overcrowding, and then you will not have the best quality seeds. Transplanting also allows you the opportunity to select the best, the strongest, the most vigorous of the seedlings, and that will give you the best quality plant and best quality seeds of this particular plant. Yes, sir?
How does the high salinity in the environment affect the photosynthetic seed and the plant?
Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much. You know that sodium chloride, sodium is a monovalent element. The same thing, chloride is a monovalent element. It is known physiologically that for a C4 plant like amaranthus is a C4 plant. What sodium and chloride do is that they target the chloroplast. They go into the chloroplast and inhibit the activity of magnesium that drives the first stage of photosynthesis. And so when they plug that process, these two ions, sodium and when they plug that process of magnesium utilization for photosynthesis, then photosynthesis is retarded. And then when you measure it, you are going to have a lower value in the face of salinity. Is it clear? Thank you.